Yeah, Big Joe West, Tony Tutu, Miss Diamond, Goldie, I told you I got you, right? Deuce Mac, what it do? Yeah. Press time. Most rappers I'm not impressed by. I'm so G like low key, y'all West Ride. I'm staying focused, moving for my riches, repping a new slogan, music over bitches. You can be dead, so love life and laugh on. Getting bread, hop off the bed and turn my swag on. First, yeah, Big Joe West, Tony Tutu, Miss Diamond, Goldie, I told you I got you, right? Deuce Mac, what it do? Yeah. Press time. Most rappers I'm not impressed by. I'm so G like low key, y'all West Ride. I'm staying focused, moving for my riches, repping a new slogan, music over bitches. You can be dead, so love life and laugh on. Getting bread, hop off the bed and turn my swag on. First ball had you convinced that the spit was gifted, prolific. I'm with the ripping like the infants listen. You ain't with the real real, you can miss me. Chop a game with Goldie, Too True and Miss D. This Mac talk, this rap all is a catwalk. I'm that spark, yo, get bark because you lack heart. Fuck being in cahoots with you motherfuckers. I'm with the truth in a group with my blood brother. In the coop with Tiki, nigga, the green one. Find a click cleaner than us, you'll never see one. You got rich, so I respect what you plan. But nigga, you don't get the same respect as a man. Now listen, I rap, but I'm not these rap niggas. Auto-tune cocky whack niggas. Believe that, it's giant life. We exposing the bigger in the booth so you can view the soul in this picture. Yeah, number one internet show on blogtalkradio.com with my G, Tony Tutu, and the beautiful Miss Diamond. Goldie, what it do, my nigga? Tell him to check the lines, homie. It's Young Giant, bigger than life, giant life. Where? Yeah.
This is your boy Tony Too True, and this is Tony Too True Presents. Yeah, this is how we do it every Monday. It's 4 p.m. on the West Coast, 7 p.m. in the Dirty Dirty and on the East Coast, and we're going to have my boy Steve Penn on a little bit later. And first of all, I'd like to, you know, how we do, we present exclusive music here. This is a Steve Penn project out of our Blue Era Entertainment, and it's more to come. This is an exclusive. My girl Dee Dee, and this is Dream Boy. Check this out, and we'll be right back. All right.
can't keep my eyes off the diva. Plus shorty strap from the back, make a brother wanna turn it like Tina. But that ain't all I wanna do, boo. Girl, I wanna make your dream come true. Stay away from the trap, all that. Just do the things that lovers do. Cause I be peeping on the low, yo. But you never know, I keep it on the low. Throw little hints here and there, plant seeds in your air, hoping that they grow you off. So beautiful, I need to slow down, lose control. Can't help myself whenever I'm around you, girl, I lose control. So move your derriere over here, let me put the bling bling on your finger. How can I persuade you that I wanna make it my wife now? Holla at me later.
You are my, you're my dream.
Wow, man, looky here. Hey, I see my boy Steve Boy. My boy Steve Penn is definitely up in the lab. I see him, you know, he's online, he's looking in, he's going to come in, but I'm going to bring him in later. Let me just cap quickly what our show is going to be about today a little bit. You know, like, you know, Two True Radio, we represent the independent artists, the underground artist, the underdog, underground, unsigned, whatever you want to call it. But we focus primarily on, I mean, exclusively on the independent artist and, you know, pushing the envelope, creating opportunities for you youngsters to get paid to do what you do, you know, to get fair airplay on the radio without all of the tricks of the trade. We've going to have my boy DJ Spiff back in the house. Today, the topic, we don't normally do things like this. We do on my sister and my show, Real Talk on Saturday. You guys know, you know, I always call that my Oprah Winfrey moment, if you will. But we have DJ Spiff, like I said, is going to be on a little bit later after I bring my boy on. But I got to brag on my partner, Steve Penn, for a minute. But first, I just like to say that today's topic is going to be around the violence and the turmoil and all of the negativity that's going on, not only in the independent artist movement, also the mainstream. You know, these guys are causing a lot of violence with, you know, shootings and fighting and all that type of thing that's been going on forever in our community with, you know, the hip-hop, you know, primarily as African-Americans. So we're the ones that's acting a fool. Now, you know, everybody knows, all the majority of our audience that listen to our shows is independent artists and poets, rappers, singers, gospel, hip-hop, all that. We have a whole gamut of independent artists that we're promoting and doing this thing for. But what I want to just stress and emphasize without going too far, because I see my big sister Diamond is on the line. I want to bring her sweet self on so I can hear my sister's voice and she can give me that lovely energy that I need to do the things that we're doing here. But I just want to set that up like that. Our brother DJ F is going to share with us what we don't want to bring into our movement. You know, when, you know, we're in the final phases of Two True Radio relocating its headquarters in Atlanta. And when I get down there, you know, I don't want, you know, when we get this independent artist lounge where you guys are performing at and getting paid like you want to get paid and you want to, you know, explode, I don't want to have all that bullshit going on. It's like internet radio, so I can do that and get away with it. If anybody was offended, too bad. I don't want that in our movement. And, you know what I'm saying, I'm going to bring my big sister on here so she can chastise me for cussing on the radio. Diamond.
Everybody.
Well,
I guess today is okay. I guess it's okay today because we do have a little drama and stuff that's going on in this world. However, we do need everybody to listen really good to DJ Swift because some things are going on that we do not like. We will not tolerate in our group and some other stuff that's going on as well that you will hear about in a few seconds. What's up, everybody? Sharing my love with everybody in the radio land. This is worldwide, not just stable in Atlanta, L.A. This is worldwide.
Worldwide web, baby. We doing it on a super highway. God blessed us. Blog Talk Radio said they like what we're doing, and we doing it to the fullest. I got your boy Steve Penn on the line. What's up, partner?
What it do, 2TRU? It's popping, man. What's up, Diamond?
Hey, sweetie, what's up?
Not much, man. Just chilling, listening in like I always do around this time.
Hey.
Spiff on the line?
Not yet. Fifth in our purple room. I'm going to bring Fifth in after, you know, I bless us with some more of these hot exclusive tracks. Heard here first on Two True Radio. You know how we do that there. Anyway.
Yeah,
Steve, man, we got a bomb topic today, man. You know, normally we like to play more music. We like to let Tony Two True preach, and I call myself trying to teach all my independent artists that I love. I brag about you guys. I'm like, I got the hottest music in the world. You know, because of you guys, so I can do that. But it's an important subject because, you know, we didn't, you know, I don't like to hear about young artists, these beautiful angels God bless us with, getting killed, man, you know, for stupid stuff. You know, and we got a lot of crap that's going on within our circle, too, our close-knit circle here. Steve, I want to get off of that junk, and I want to talk about this, man. You are incredible. God bless me with a bomb partner. Man, you and Dee Dee, you know what I'm saying? The way you hit that verse on that track, Dream Boy, man. Come on, man. I love you, man. I appreciate everything you're doing, man, that you brought to this movement. And bless me, man, to be my business partner, you know, and we're going to, like, I don't care who don't like it. I love God. I got the Holy Ghost and all that old kind of stuff. I don't like it.
The Holy Ghost.
You feel me? I walk around with permanent goosebumps. Dig that.
That's what's up. That's what it do, man. You know, this is destined right here. Can't nothing stop this movement, what we doing right now, man. So, you know, the same way you feel about me, man, the feeling's neutral. You know what I'm saying? We're going to do big things in the future, man. So, you know, everybody buckle up, man, because we about to take them on a ride, for real.
Hey, I want to tell the artist something, too. It's nothing personal. It's just like, you know, we all have to, like, I tell you guys, you know, like, you're artists, you're rappers, singers, R&B, gospel, whatever. You have a small business. So you have to treat your career like a small business. And if your credit sucks, get at your boy, Tony Two True. And what I'm going to do is continue to have periodical clinics and ask who's got their credit reports so we can go to the next stage and we can get out of this debt, you know, and we can be representing ourselves properly as we expect banks and other people to deal with it. So just keep that in mind. You're not just listening to good music, but you also get to come up too. Diamond, what's up, baby? I see your hand up.
Okay. I just wanted to say to Stephen Penn, you are very, 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 infinity, very amazing. I do appreciate you, and I just want to give special thanks to you. Because you are the glue that is holding all of these things together. So I want to share much love to you and just give you that.
Man, that's beautiful. We're going to be back with DJ Spiff. We're going to chop it up. But before we get too serious, you know, I got to hear my angel's voice, my sweetie pie. I don't care. I'll get in trouble. I'll say I'm sorry later. But what's up, Lady Two True Shakira Love? What it do, baby?
What's going on, Papa? How are you?
I'm blessed, baby. I'm blessed, you know. Blessed, favored, and, like, you know, looking around like, Lord, why are you blessing me like this? You finna kill me or something?
When he show up, he show out.
He really does. He really, really, really does. I got some hot music, but these artists, Shakira, I tell them, send them music, you know, and you got to get with Steve Penn because I'm old school. I'll mess the music up. I'll upload it wrong and all that kind of stuff, but they're still doing it. It's okay. I love them anyway. Baby, we're going to do this song right here, and I'm going to talk to you later. But you listen in like I know you will. This track is by my boy, Can't Get Right. And you know what I'm saying? And he's an artist out of California. And the track is called Laid Out by Can't Get Right featuring Relic. Enjoy this track with me. Exclusive. Heard here first on Two True Radio.
Love. Love. It's about time I hit a lick on hip hop. Cause the first nigga that run up be that first nigga that get popped. So you best to be calling the cops, cause a nigga like me don't be causing no static. I just run around the city with a semi-automatic just because I gotta let a nigga have it. So you better be giving me cabbage, cause I be scrapping niggas who thinking they ready for war. Cause I'm that type of nigga that'll jump up, put it in, but it's on side of your car. Smoking on the go with the niggas that got future life sitting sits. That's why I don't fuck with cheese eaters or public witnesses. I'm on the defenses list, smoking on that sticky shit. Fucking with the propositions with niggas who get the chips. And that's basically why I don't be fucking with niggas that flick they wrist. Cause they be feeling like they got too much to be losing to be up a business shit. And that's getting ridiculous. That's why I'm a soldier, rebellious nigga, that'll eat these faggots up like they was yogurt. And I done told ya, so you might as well just fade out. Cause nigga, my nigga can't get right, we already got it laid out.
Yeah, our game is played out. These cats are played out. They got the same style, they baked and steady chains out. But things is about to change now, we ain't gotta say how. Just take our word, cause it's so superb, we say it is laid out. I'ma rap like it's the last straw. Mentally harass y'all, get control from bad brawls. Make them shake their ass off, the game is called with bad flaws. Now I'm here to reconstruct it, greed's become a downfall. Now I'm just truly disgusted, some of these rappers is busted. But everybody knows.
Yeah,
that.
But it still be pissing me off, so I gotta take a 500 milligram Prozac. The hell with ice and throwbacks. I wear spikes or whatever goes with black, so I can slice when the foes attack like a psycho fighting with a golden axe. This rebel life is way more than rap, and I'ma keep it cracking till the floor collapse. And just in case you ain't knowing that, I wanna take the time and start showing facts. To prove I'ma stay committed at all costs, and you're weird for a shock if you thinking I'm soft. Getting irrespect before all's lost, I can make it with a deck like a bust of sawed off. I'm coming raw dog, like a nipple with no condom on. You gotta have rhythm when you rockin' to this kind of song. Cause if you don't, nigga, you don't belong, and that's something to think about when your ass ride home. They go for any nigga trying to crash my zone. I'm living in the dark with a flashlight on. My brain is the battery, my soul is the energy. Live life as a strategy for battle with the enemy.
Yeah, our game is played out. These cats are played out. They got the same style, they baked and steady chains out. But things is about to change now, we ain't gotta say how. Just take our word, cause it's so superb, we say that it's laid out. Our game is played out. These cats are played out. They got the same style, they baked and steady chains out. But things is about to change now, we ain't gotta say how. Just take our word, cause it's so superb, we say that it's laid out.
I hope whack MCs die from heart disease, or eat a razor blade cake so that they throat could bleed. I'm off this week, so niggas ain't taking off on me. They do better trying to wrestle the pit bull while he off the leash. I spark the heat that'll make a nigga cough and bleed. So nigga, don't be trying to act like you gon' cough in me. Cause my flows be coming out the chamber tougher than daggers. Better make a grown man fagger. Put your victim in the body bag, stab him and
drag him. And when you bag him and drag him, my flows gon' blast him like magnums. Cause they faggots and pageants. Being a G is a thing they imagine. They never had action. It's obvious from the way they be rapping. They talk about the guns they dump, but we all know that don't happen. Beware the titans is clashing, and dog, we smash with a passion. We hot enough to cremate your image, then piss on your ashes. And that's enough said, because I feel my brain inflaming with rage now. But that's okay, as long as you know that our game is laid out.
Thank you, right. Featuring Relic. Exclusive news heard here on Radio. We're coming back. It's DJ Spiff. As 22% continues to
Yeah, Steve Pizzle Products Shizzle. Woo. Yeah, True Radio, let's go. You know, True Radio, let's go. Come on, True Radio, let's go. True Radio, let's go. Yeah, True Radio, let's go. Let's go. Look here, Tony, True Radio, if you ain't know. And this is family introducing the Steve Pizzle Show. We connect Connecticut, Philly, and Buffalo. Yeah. Even Diamond with the ladies in the ATL, yo. This is underground music about to flow. So wait, Liz, what up, bro? Tell them how it goes. This is Blog Talk Radio with Diamond and True. And we got my boy Ping. Yes, this is so true. Yeah. Wednesday night, slave in the 7 o'clock mix. Premier MCs, if you ask, we will not spin. We grind on this music and the songs, you can't hate it. Yeah. We shining too blind to see that we still made it. Yeah. C10, be that dude, Blue Era Entertainment. We got them going wild, the crowd needs to be sedated. Not attracting whackness, target practice with your verse. But if you like what you heard, call up and spread the word. We got all types of flavors, who would you like to hear? The melodies is always beautiful, blessing your ears, yeah.
Stay pinned. What's up, White?
Stop Too True. What it do, man?
Man, we loving it, man. Look, man, like, you know, you're mobile out there, man. You know, it's the internet, so we're all over the world. But I'm looking at the switchboard, and, like, man, I'm just like, we're all over the world. And I'm like, you know, I'm human, so this is new to me. I'm not faking and pretending like I'm something that I'm not. So I can say that I'm very, very excited. Every time I look at the switchboard and God is just, like, expanding us around the world like this, I've got some calls from New York, man. And before we bring on my brother that's been kicking back patiently, DJ Spiff, I'd just like to take a couple of calls and, you know, like, welcome people, you know.
I don't know what he's interviewing about. I guess the show is not.
Wait a minute. What's this? This is Tony Two True Presents 615. Last four digits is 2256. You're on the air. I'd like to talk to you. How are you?
Great.
Excellent. Who's calling? I hear that beautiful baby in the background. That's all right. Are you just listening?
Yeah, I'm just listening.
Yeah. Who's calling and where are you calling from? Your voice sounds very familiar.
This Smoke, man. Nashville, man.
Yeah. So where you from?
Tennessee, man.
Yeah, you from New York, right? That's the New York area code, right?
Nah.
Okay, 615, okay. So
yeah,
what's
615,
up,
man.
Yeah. So what's good with you, man? I mean, the red carpet is rolled out. Are you an artist? You want to put yourself out there? What you doing? Where can we listen to your music or what? What's up?
Yeah, I'm an artist, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm some kind of Rick, man. I'm in Nashville just trying to put myself out right now, man.
And that's beautiful, man. Like, look, if you can't write this down, it's cool. I'm going to say it a couple of times before the show is over, but my email is 2TRURadio@gmail.com. That's 2TRURadio@gmail.com. If you send me some tracks and a bio, what I'll do is I'll put you in touch with Shakira, Steve Penn, and we'll make it happen, man. Set up some interviews for you to come on our network, play your music, let's talk about it and stuff like that, man. I really appreciate you calling, man. God bless you, bro, and we will network for you and spin your tracks if they're hot. I got another caller out of the 615. Last four digits is 4676. You're on live with Tony Two True. Say hello to me or something.
Hey,
okay.
What's up, man? I'm listening to your show, man. I like what you're doing with the independent artists and everything like that. You know, I just heard about it today. You know what I'm saying? It's good that somebody's out there trying to promote, you know, fellow artists and everything like that. Little comment real quick about the thing you said about, you know, how they put the violence in the music and things like that, man. A lot of times, man, besides it being a demand for the market, I mean, they're just reporting pretty much what's going on in the hood.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I mean, understand that, you know, artists have a way to influence others, you know what I'm saying? Because life imitates art. You know? So when people see, you know, the violence and things and the money, the cars and the clothes and everything on the screen, you know, I understand that, you know, people imitate that, the children imitate that and things like that. But at the same time, you know what I'm saying, it's just like life the way it is in a lot of places, man. So a lot of people just rap what they see, you know what I'm saying? It's like poetry,
right.
You know, it's like hip-hop report or whatnot. So, you know, in order for it to change in the music, it's going to have to change in the communities.
Absolutely, man. And I really appreciate you calling in and offering that input because you hit it right on the head. That's on the point, man. You know, like I'm gonna tell everybody this and then I'm gonna like stop hogging this platform. But it's important that I say this. Our world, not America alone, our world is in a universal shift, whether you believe it or not. I think this country, Chile, or some South America country today, they did a coup. The military took over the presidential palace and replaced that president because he's not cooperating with this shift that's going on in the world. And this movement, Two True Radio, that's focused strictly on the independent artists and you guys' movement, you know, we understand that, and that's why we want to get with Obama and get on the positive level and change things. You know, I got my boy Steve Penn on the line. Steve, what's up, man?
Yeah.
I got my boy live on air whenever he wants to come on, DJ Smith, man. Everything is set up, man, and I want to talk about this thing that's going on, man, with the violence and all of that type of thing. So, you know, Steve, there you go. Smith, you live on the air with your boy Steve Penn and your boy Tony Tutu, man. Let's chop this subject up, man. What's up?
Hey, what's up, man?
What's going on, Smith?
Hey, what's going on, Steve?
Not much, man. Just chilling out, about to get up into this topic. You know what I'm saying? How, you know, we, us as entertainers, man, up here in the clubs and doing irresponsible things, man. And I know that you had a little experience yourself, man. So I'm going to roll out the red carpet to you and let you drop some knowledge, man. You know what I'm saying? Share your story with the people, man, how things break out in the club, man, and a lot of innocent bystanders are victim to it, you know. So I want you to share some of your insight on what goes on and how you were affected by it. And you can name names and do as you please, man. We got your back.
First, I'd like to say this is the first time I'm talking about, you know, this incident publicly, you know what I'm saying? I don't mind it. I'm comfortable with it. You know, I just want people to just, you know, listen. And if you feel me, you feel me. If you don't feel me, you don't feel me. That's just the way it is. So, basically, my story is about 2 weeks ago. It was a Wednesday night. I was at a club, an Atlanta nightclub. It's a very popular club. And I'm a promoter. What I do is I work for a company. And, you know, we pass out flyers, you know what I'm saying, to, you know, promote, you know, our events. So I was at this popular nightclub, and there was a party going on for, you know, a big name, a local name, an Atlanta DJ. He was having a birthday party, and there was two camps that were at that party that, you know, two well-known artists that are feuding were both there. As it came to happen, a fight had broke out inside and ended up outside. Now, I was outside. There was hundreds of people outside. And everybody went into a panic because coming from, I guess you would say, my left-hand side, there was a whole lot of commotion. It was as if a bull was coming through. Like, you know what I'm saying? When you watch them, you know, like in Spain, when the bulls run down the street and everybody moving out the way, everybody running and panicking, it was kind of like that. And nobody knew what was happening. Nobody knew what was about to happen. So a few people decided to just run. You know what I'm saying? We're just like, man, forget this, because we see a problem about to arise and there's nobody about to defuse it anyway. And anytime soon, so a lot of people figured, let's get on out of here before this thing gets worse. So, unfortunately, I was one of the people that decided to run, too. So, I ran around the corner, ran down the street, and that's when the first gunshots went off. So, I'm thinking in my mind, oh, boy, it's really going down. You know what I'm saying? And y'all gonna really see what I'm talking about, what happened after. So I'm thinking the gunshots were in the front of the building. So I'm like, ooh, that's a good thing I just took off running, because it was going down. All of a sudden, people were screaming, and people were hitting the ground and everything. And unfortunately, while the gunshots were going off, I tripped and fell and dropped my phone. And I was like, I just got up and just kept on running. I'm like, I ain't got time to pick up my phone. Bump this, they're shooting. I ain't got time to turn back, pick up my phone, because I can be, you know, in the act of picking up my phone and get shot. So I just got up, kept on running. A few people took the first turn. A few people took the next turn. But by the time I was able to get up and keep on running, the few people that were running with me were yards ahead of me and were already, you know, out of sight. So I took the next turn. And when I took the next turn, I turned back, and I seen somebody really, really vigorously running, catching up to me. I'm thinking he's running from the situation too. But this person was actually part of the situation. So, you know, I didn't have my guards up or anything, because I didn't know. And all of a sudden, this dude hopped in front of me, grabbed me by my neck. He grabbed me by my neck. And I mean, this dude was like twice my size. I'm about 5'10", 160, 170 pounds. And this guy was about maybe 6'3", you know what I'm saying, 230 pounds. And this guy grabbed me by my neck, threw me to the ground, and started just going at it in my face, just punching at me. And all of a sudden, next thing you know, I was getting jumped by maybe five or six people. And they were just kicking me and punching me, and I didn't know what was going on. I just heard one of them say, yeah, we got him, we got him, let's get him. And I'm just sitting there wondering, why the hell am I getting jumped? I'm like, you know what I'm saying, I'm just confused. And I'm like, man, this ain't going to stop anytime soon. And I'm really petrified because, you know what I mean, the position they had me in, it was impossible for me to fight back. And mind you, I just heard gunshots. I don't know who had the gun, who was doing the shooting. So I'm thinking to myself, man, one of these guys that are jumping me have the gun, and they're about to finish me off. Because I was in the corner, and there was nobody around. It was pitch black. It was nighttime. They punched me so hard, both my contacts fell off. I couldn't see nothing. Then next thing you know, they stopped, and I didn't know why they stopped. So I just got up and just tried to escape, you know what I'm saying, you know, to avoid getting just shot or whatever. And but while I'm trying to escape, I hear one of them like, oh, shit, that nigga's still going. And I'm like, you know, in my mind, I'm like, hell yeah, I'm still going. I ain't trying to get killed. So, but, you know what I'm saying, I was unable to run, you know, at full throttle because I was badly beaten. And, you know, I'm struggling to run and I'm tumbling and all that. And then all of a sudden I hear somebody telling me to get on the ground and to stop. And I'm wondering, man, who's this telling me to stop? And I'm thinking, man, it's probably one of them guys that just jumped me. So I just kept on going. And finally I just gave up because I was so badly beaten. I could barely move. I can barely run. I just gave up, and I see a guy coming at me with a flashlight with a gun in his hand, pointing at me, telling me to get on the ground. And I'm like, are you the police? And he said, yeah. So I said, oh, okay, good. So then the police, next thing you know, he put me in handcuffs, and there's like eight police, you know what I'm saying? They just put me in handcuffs, and I'm like, what's going on? Why y'all putting me in handcuffs? And they said, somebody just got stabbed in the front of the building. Would you have anything to do with that? I said, who got stabbed? What are y'all talking about? I don't understand this. And they said, you know, you're a suspect now because we caught you running. I said, a whole bunch of people were running. And I said, I mean, where I'm from, you know what I'm saying, when you see people running, you run too. You ask questions later. I mean, wouldn't you do the same thing? And they said, yeah, okay, that makes sense. And they said, why were you just running right now when we were telling you to stop? I said, I didn't know that y'all were telling me to stop. I just got jumped a block away in the corner right there by a bunch of individuals, and I don't know why. And, I mean, can't y'all see that I'm badly beaten? I mean, I was bloody and everything. And they were like, wow. And it was all starting to make sense to them. And so they kept me detained for a while, and, you know, moments after, they took off the cuffs because they found out who really did the stabbing. And they got me a paramedic, sent me to the hospital. You know, I was rushed to the hospital, all that, you know what I'm saying? But while I was in the hospital, I put my hand in my pocket and realized that I lost my keys as well. So I lost my phone, I lost my keys. So I'm like, when I do get released from the hospital, I have no idea how I'm going to get home and how am I going to get in my apartment because my car keys are with my, you know, house keys. And I don't know how I'm going to call somebody to pick me up in the hospital and bring me home. So when I finally did get released, I ended up having to take a cab home for $40. And also, to this day, I never was able to recover my keys. I had some friends go in the area where I got jumped, look for my keys, went to the club and checked the lost and found, checked my keys, see if they found my keys. My keys weren't there. And my keys are, you know, one of them keys with the microchips that cost like $200 to make the copy. So, you know what I'm saying? So now I'm looking at spending close to $300 just to make a copy of my keys just so I can get my car back. And I'm also looking at either getting my phone back or buying a new phone. But it's been almost 2 weeks I've been without a car, without a phone or whatnot. So basically, to wrap this up real quick, I did a little bit of investigating, and I asked some people, you know, what had happened that night. And it came to find out that out of the two camps that were fighting, one of the artists was actually invited to the party. The other artist wasn't. He he came with his camp purposely, and this is what I heard. I don't know the full story. He came with his camp. They snuck in the club, you know, caused trouble, started a fight. It resulted in someone in that camp getting stabbed in the face, and they were trying to find out who did it. So when the mob was running through as if there was a wild bull coming through, they were actually running in search of who did the doing. So, but no one knew what was going on. So when people took off running, a witness told me that the mob had asked somebody, which way did he go, which way did he go? Ironically, the person who did the stabbing went in the same direction as I went. And at the same time, when I heard the gunshots, they were actually shooting in my direction. They were actually shooting in the direction in which the people that I was with, we was all running, they were actually shooting at us. They weren't shooting at the front of the building. So when I said it's a good thing I didn't turn back to pick up my phone, if I had turned back to pick up my phone, I could have easily been shot because they were shooting in my direction. Also, when I turned the corner, by that time, I was all by myself. So I was targeted because they needed a suspect, and they just targeted me and just attacked me because they figured I did the doing. But I didn't do the doing. Investigation was, you know, came forth, and I had witnesses that I was in the front of the building passing out flyers, as well as hundreds of other people that was in the building that can vouch for that, and you know what I'm saying? But the moral of the story is, you know what I'm saying, I almost was killed that night over something that I didn't know about, over something I had nothing to do with, and had I been killed, it would have been a large uproar. It would have been, you know what I'm saying, huge controversy, and the individuals that the feud, you know, pertains to would have been looking at negative publicity that because of an innocent bystander getting killed over their situation. So basically, what I'm saying is either all this beef has to stop, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, y'all are grown men. If y'all choose to continue the feud, the only thing is you can't purposely bring it to a public place and putting innocent bystanders at risk, because after all, we all go to the club to enjoy life, not to lose it. You know what I'm saying? People go and they spend their money for the ballet, they spend their money to for admission, they spend money to buy drinks. All this to get killed? I mean, that don't make sense. So, you know what I'm saying? So now I'm looking at medical bills. I'm looking at trying to get my car back. I'm still recovering. I'm looking at permanent scars all over my body. You know what I'm saying? All over a feud that I have nothing to do with. Now, I do have to be thankful. I do have to thank God because it could have been worse. You know what I'm saying? I could have been killed. Had the police not show up, had the police not mistakenly... Hello, am I still online?
Yeah, you still here.
Yeah, I just had got a message that just went on. I'm sorry. But yeah, you know what I'm saying? Had the police not arrest me or whatever, you know what I'm saying? They could have just killed me and found out that they killed an innocent bystander and be left with guilt and, you know what I'm saying? So,
real talk.
In other words, yeah, so, I mean, my father used to tell me growing up when I was a kid, it's better to prevent than to heal. He would preach that to me. So that's why I'm just preaching, so to speak, a message of prevention, because we can't heal. Because had I been killed, only thing I'd be able to do is, you know, say sorry to my mom, say sorry to my dad, say sorry to my family, a lawsuit of a $5 million or whatever compensation, but it wouldn't bring me back.
No.
All the sorry in the world, all the money in the world ain't going to bring somebody back. So, you know, all we can do as human beings is prevent things like that from happening.
Yeah. Hey, check this out, DJ man. You know, I really appreciate, man, you stepping to the plate and sharing your story, man. And you artists need to really listen. You know what I'm saying? And I'm not saying that you made a mistake. I'm saying that this is the type of world that we live in. But we have an opportunity to change this thing that's crazy. I want to play a song by artists out on the West Coast, Truth Hurts. It's an exclusive, heard first here, you know, on 2 True Radio. And, you know, but... Yo, we got to give a brother some love. Like you say, look, he didn't do anything, man. And now he's got medical bills. You know, it's ridiculous, you know. And, you know, like every other week you'll hear something crazy like that. You know, like, you know, artists like getting killed because of something somebody else is doing, stupid stuff, you know. I can't play that song. It's not appropriate. I want to play something better than that. I'm not really feeling that song because this is a serious conversation, man. You know, I hope this conversation that we're having, you know, it's touching somebody and helping somebody. I'm going to play my boy Rambo. It's the reason he's out the Bronx, New York. We do it like this, exclusive radio, Two True Radio. Steve Penn, we'll be right back.
Art that you can't miss, perceived as a minute for the money. You got me all wrong, honey. I'm here to spread the word, like your eyes open looking at a songbird. Here's the word, truth, so don't blink at the message. Here's another contestant waiting to be tested. I'll assume that you're hiding from the truth. Government deficit is designed for the youth. And what about the troops overseas? Where if you're feeling like a rat, you'll get bomb in your cheese. The cold rock hard with the bombing disease. Whether good or bad or sad, to hear the word, please, please don't shoot. My life is dedicated to living with my youth. Mr. Mom, I'm living proof.
Hey, do what you wanna do. Hey, move where you wanna move. Hey, now it's clear to see that all the world needs is a little bit of love. Hey, do what you wanna do. Hey, move where you wanna move. Hey, now it's clear to see that all the world needs is a little bit of love.
I put my pen on my pad and write information. I never write about stuff I never had waiting. Cause I know that the man's impatient. Wanna see, wanna know what I'm facing. My style's like a freestyle laid in the basement. Wanna be free, but the walls you gotta face with. It takes time, so you better face the facts that not everybody wanna hold you on their back. Matter of fact, you could call it human nature. Cause in human nature, people say they hate you. Right on the paper, magazines rate you. Women wanna date you, only for your paper.
Hey, do what you wanna do.
Enjoying this as much as I am. This is Tony Two True Presents. This is Monday, and I'm really loving this. Brother DJ Spiff came to sprinkle us with some wisdom. You know, we got to get it together. You know, just because you get a record deal and you make $1 million, are you of God? Is that $1 million going to kill you or make you kill somebody else?
Makes me feel good inside, and I can't even lie.
Yeah, we back.
What?
We back.
What?
We got our boy DJ F.
What?
Peeking around the corner, I see
his D. What?
Yeah, D-10 on the line live with our boy DJ Skip. We talking about
what? I'm looking like some heads. You want some bread? We ain't sleeping on bread. We putting
you know
it on
world. And I just wanted to drop that little piece of what by my boy Taeju is because what the hell is going on, Steve? Man, you and DJ Spiff still on the line live with your boy, man.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
What's up, Spiff? What's going on?
Hey, what's good, man?
Thank you, man. Thank you for dropping that on us, man. You know what I'm saying? It's a lot of craziness that be going on out there, man. And a lot of people don't get the chance to speak on the incident. I'm glad that you came through and shared, you know what I'm saying, that story with us. You know what I'm saying? Like, brothers got to definitely wisen up, you know what I'm saying, and stop doing dumb shit. And I'm pretty sure it's probably somebody from that clique's entourage, you know what I'm saying, that try to rep for them, you know what I'm saying, as if there's some groupies or something. That was a groupie move, you know what I'm saying? That's just like me, you know what I'm saying, being out there and somebody did something to me or somebody in my crew, and I send my goons out there to act crazy for me because I know that they're going to do it because I am who I am. You know, that's like some groupiness right there. So we got a lot of that stuff going on, you know what I'm saying, and it needs to stop. You know
that's big time, man. I want to touch that, Steve, right there, because, you know, there's some undercurrent stuff going on with 2 True Radio, and you know me, Steve. I don't really air issues. You know, you're either with 2 True Radio or you're not, and, you know, I'm going to put it out there, man. You know, like me, I'm serious about this movement because I believe that God put me in a position to help him create opportunities for these indie artists to be able to do what they do. And when I feel like a weapon is coming against this movement, I make a move. You know, I'm going to put this out on the air, and I don't do this, but it's the reason why I'm doing this. It's serious. My own son, my own flesh and blood, my son, my offspring, I sent him on his way, man, because he was not conducive for this movement. It had nothing to do with how much I love him and all that type of stuff. You know, it's just you don't fit. You know, you have some ulterior motives. And I'm going to say this, too. There's another character that was involved with 2 True Radio's movement for the independent artist. But he had ulterior motives. You know, every time I gave him something good to turn into something beautiful, he had some ulterior motive. I don't know what the hell is wrong with him. But today, and this has affected me, and I shouldn't do this. I know he's got his Goonies listening, but you're done. There's no need of you calling me at all, period, trying to talk to me. You know what you were doing. You know what you were creating, the ulterior motive. You weren't trying to push this movement. You had your own agenda, and it was against us. And I gave you like 3 or 4 chances. We gave you an artist to do something with, and you tried to destroy it. I'm not tolerating that type of shit. Like I said, we are opening an independent artist lounge for all the independent artists to perform and get paid and further their careers. And I thank God for giving me the wisdom and the insight for me to isolate people like you who are doing stupid stuff instead of you concentrating on your blessings and trying to be a part of something that's good that we can change. You're doing stupid stuff, constantly trying to talk to me about main artists and stuff. I'm not going to go on and on. I just wanted to clarify so you would know who I'm talking to. There's no need for you to call me. And I recommend it to certain women that, and I'm going to take the blame, that if you continue to call them, that they put a restraining order on your ass, and if I found out they continue to deal with you, I'm cutting them off because we're not doing it like that. I'm sorry I had to go that way, but, you know, if you really knew Tony 2 True, you would know what I'm doing. I'm trying to get closer to my dream, and I'll be right back.
We record? Yes. Yeah. Can't get right. Rebellion.
I'm getting closer to my dreams. Much more closer to my dreams and closer to a happiness that I have never seen. But when I get it, I'll always be committed to what it means. Yeah, and get closer to my dreams. Oh, so closer to my dreams. So much is almost impossible for me to believe. But when it happens, your boy would truly forever be relieved.
Now, how do you feel when you give your all and still don't feel like you're giving that much? Cause you're stuck in a place where you think your life sucks. So tough that it make you wanna give your life up. But I'm here to tell you that it ain't that bad when you think about worse problems other people's having. That's how you prove that you're really worth a damn and understand that there's no such thing as a perfect man. So I'ma search the land for a perfect plan to help people come together and make the earth expand to a better place to live in instead of a prison that was built off hurt feelings and bad decisions that was made in the days. And I ain't trying to justify the past mistakes like everything is okay, but I'm paving the way to let things fade away. Cause if God can't forgive, then who am I to say anything other than I'm closer to my dreams. Much more closer to my dreams and closer to a happiness that I have never seen. But when I get it, I'll always be committed to what it means and get closer to my dreams. Oh, so closer to my dreams. So much is almost impossible for me to believe. But when it happens, your boy will truly forever be relieved. I'm getting closer to my dreams. Much more closer to my dreams and closer to a happiness that I have never seen. But when I get it, I'll always be committed to what it means and get closer to my dreams. Oh, so closer to my dreams. So much is almost impossible for me to believe. But when it happens, your boy will truly forever be relieved. I'm closer to my dreams indeed. But I will make it if I continue to feed the need to fall. And no, I'm not misleading y'all. You gotta really let go of the foolish things you are to pass everything bad that was in your past, so you can separate the good from bad in your path and walk with your head up. Cause if you walk with it down, you'll probably miss all the heavenly glory. Finally getting attention from the love that ignored me, that liberated me from the thought of being a Voorhees. But that's another story I'm willing to share. But for now, I'm feeling so good I don't even care about my previous summer that had me heated and under. Till I deleted my demons and proceeded to conquer, defeated the monster that feeds off of my well-being, that allowed me to fight off anything that hell brings. I swear, falling off is something I won't dare, even if it means finding ways to float on air. I'ma do what I got. I think it's a whole enchilada because I'm in it to win it, and I'ma finish with honor. So understand, if you wanna get more things, never let another person take away your dreams. You gotta speak it to existence like a prophecy and keep going until you make them all believe. I mean everybody, from your mama to your pastor. Don't let nobody take away your dreams, man. Live for you. Rebel music. Can't get right.
Felt like I had to say that because, you know, I keep it real. I don't fake. I don't like to fake grin and smile and pretend and stuff like that. Even though I have a platform radio I can hide behind or whatever, I don't want to do that. I want to move forward. I want to be a blessing, and so I can get my blessings, man. So
that's right.
Sorry if I, you know, sorry if I went too far or whatever, man, but I'm just keeping it real, man.
Nah, you kept it clean. Kept it clean for radio. You know what I'm saying? Hey, like Diamond say, if the shoe fit, wear it. You know what I'm saying? You don't even have to name names. You know what I'm saying? We try to run a business, man. And anybody that's trying to run a business, they got to run it like it's a business and keep what you do, you know what I'm saying, behind closed doors. Now, it shouldn't get back to anybody. Whatever it is, whatever the situation may be, it should be, like, concealed. So if it's not concealed and it leaks, then you're doing something wrong.
Right. Right.
So you did the right thing, man, and you know, we're gonna continue to do what we do and move on and make beautiful music and push these beautiful artists. And that's what's up.
Yeah,
I'm saying,
you know, like, you know, like I'm kind of gung ho about the artists, man. I appreciate, you know, because independent artists, unlike mainstream that gets a label, man, these ladies and gentlemen, they're working jobs, raising little kids. You know, come on, somebody's got to do something. Miss Diamond, I'd like for you to say something, sweetie. I see you there. I hope you're just not listening online, but you're online. You on air live with your boys, Too True and Steve. Please make a comment on this. Get me out of this trouble, please.
Okay. Well, normally I'll say Tony Too True went too far, but I don't think he went too far this time. I think he's on point with a lot of things. Like Steve and I talk all the time, Tony Too True and I talk all the time. The ones that are for us is going to be on board. The ones that are not is going to drop away on the wayside. Like God said, who's for me is for me. You know, what God puts in your life to stay will stay, but the ones that are not will eventually drop off. But I did want to make a comment on, is DJ still on the phone?
Yeah, DJ Spiff is on the phone live with us.
Okay.
Yeah.
DJ Spiff, he's an amazing guy, you know, and I've heard his story, and I've talked to him, been talking to him basically every day. And I'm the type of person that, you know, when God puts somebody in my life that I pray about it and I ask God, is this the person supposed to be in my life or be in my circle? You know, Diamond's World is the best thing that you can be in. And because I'm telling you this because I'm an honest person, Steve can tell you, and I love to help people. But I just want DJ Spiff to let everybody know what happened today.
Yeah. What happened today, DJ? Give it up, baby. Give it up. I was wanting you to name these damn camps and that artist, but
no, we're not
going
to do that, DJ Spiff. Don't listen to that. We don't do that.
No, I'm saying he did it the right way. I'm just saying me, though, you know. Go ahead, DJ. I'm going to be quiet. As a matter of fact, I'm going to mute myself, guys. I'm sorry. Let me get out of that. But you guys toss it up, man.
Well, what happened today was we finally got a call from the person who found my phone, and he agreed to give it back. Now, what happened was the day that it happened, my brother texted my phone, and somebody texted back and said, yeah, I got this phone, and somebody sold it to me, you know, who was there at the club that night, and he sold it to me. And my brother said, well, that phone belongs to my brother, and he really needs it, and you need to give it back to him. And he said, he agreed. He said, yeah, I work here. I get off of work at this time. I'm going to give it back to you. So when the time came that he was supposed to get off of work, he never, you know, contacted us, and we tried contacting him, and we never heard from him. Then all of a sudden, the next day, he said, I'm out of town, and but I'll be back
but
in town on Monday.
But Saturday, we talked about it, and then we three-wayed the call. I'm sorry to cut in because I know we're on a limited time. We three-wayed we three-wayed the call, and then what happened?
Yeah, and then Diamond left a message, and you know what I'm saying, and she told the dude, you know what I'm saying, that I need the phone back in the name of Jesus. You need to return that phone back, you know, to who it belongs to. And, you know, she just called him numerous times. And, you know, you can't go against the power of God, you know what I'm saying? So I guess, you know, it got to him. And he felt that, you know, the necessity to give it back. I mean, after all, he already had a phone. And now he got my phone.
He called.
What do you mean, for you?
Yeah, he called me today, this morning, and he said, is this Ms. Diamond? I said, yes. He said, this is Vincent. He even gave his name. This is Vincent. Sorry to say it online, but he said, this is Vincent. He said, I want to return this phone that I found. I said, well, you know, can you COD the phone to me? And he said, what is that? And then I thought about it. I said, no, I'm not going to let him COD. I said, I don't have any money. I said, this young man is in the hospital. He's, you know, he said, is he okay? I said, no, he's not okay. I said, in the name of God, we do need that phone back. And then we just started talking, and he said, yes, I want to give it back. He said, I can't keep this telephone. He said, I have a T-Mobile phone. And he said, I just use it because all my minutes was, you know, used up. So I want to give this phone back. And he said, it's hot in my hand, and I just cannot keep the phone. So he's waiting for us to, you know, someone to pick the phone up. So I just want to just say, you know, like I say, people that God put in your life that's supposed to be there will stay there, and the ones that's not supposed to be there, God will take them out. You just got to, you know, believe and have faith. Because that restored a little faith that I had lost. I was just in doubt on some things today, but then when this guy called back and just was like, you know, it was amazing that he even thought about giving it back. But I just said, okay, Lord, you know, you're in control. So, Tutu, just like those people you were talking about, Tutu, God is going to totally take that out. Now, I just want to say this, and then I'm going to get off because I could talk just as much as Tony Tutu. I just, you know, but I just want to say this. If there's any artists, anybody out there that is trying to cause harm or come in between me and Tony Tutu, me and the radio shows that we have, the movements that we're making, just trying to harm my family, which is the radio host, the radio Stephen Penn, you know, everybody that I said I'm gonna say this, and I bind all of that in the name of Jesus, because you cannot harm what God has put together. No man can take what God put us together. And I'm going to leave it at that. I'll do this talking on my show, but this is not this type of show.
But it is, because that's how it went down today. We want all of the artists that are affiliated with Miss Diamond, Tony Tutu, Steve Penn, Tutu Radio, Real Talk, this movement, to just, you know, pray. Give it up like that. And, like, I'm going to say this, and I'm going to bump this by Monte Carlo. It's called Got a Couple. Call V103 and request it. Got a Couple. It's a single. It's hot. You know, but I want to say this, that, you know, part of the things that we like to do as this movement, and we will get there. We're not there yet that I know of, but we'll get there. Like, we want to take care of our own. We need to support one another. And we will be in a position to be like, you know what, DJ Spiff, don't trip, man. We got your phone. We're going to get you a phone. We're going to pay your doctor bills and all of that. And God is going to let us get there. You know why? Because that's in our hearts. That's what we do. Monte Carlo, Got a Couple. Check this out.
Yeah, yeah. Monte Carlo, hey, DJ Sizzle.
You know how we do. We big time over here, homie.
DJ Oprah.
Y'all playing games, though. Feel
not me?
Yeah. Okay.
DJ Vito.
Okay.
Hey, now, Mark,
I think they think we playing, homie. I got a show.
What's she tripping on?
Couple pounds, couple bricks, what I'm sitting on.
next couple steps with a gripping on. Couple fools in the bit if you're acting on. Couple friends in the bag, what you tripping on? Couple pounds, couple bricks, what I'm sitting on. Couple racks, couple straps, what I'm gripping on. Couple goons in the bit if you're acting on. Couple friends in the bag, what you tripping on? Couple pounds, couple bricks, what I'm sitting on. Couple racks, couple straps, what I'm gripping on. Couple goons in the bit if you're acting on. Couple friends in the bag, what you tripping on? Couple pounds, couple bricks, what I'm sitting on. Couple racks, couple straps, what I'm gripping on.
My boy, Monte Carlo. Monte Carlo down there in the ATL doing the real big shows, all that type of stuff, you know. I haven't checked for my feedback yet to see, you know, how many times V103 is accepting requests to play my boy's music on the radio show. If they're not, don't trip, because I'm spinning hot tracks. That's what I do. Lady Too True, please give us your perspective on today's topic, doll.
Well, of course, you know, I'm in agreement with Smith. We definitely have to keep the violence out. And how we know that definitely we're making some progress is that the mainstream artists are targeting our unsigned artists. They feel it some kind of way because they know the movement is about to move them out of the way. I also wanted to say, you know, touch a little bit on what you said as far as within the circle. And no more needs really have to be said about that, except for that when he closes one door, he opens another. And I kind of want to shout out Rick just because I hear that you got some 615s out there.
Right.
So the network is still going and growing. So when he closes one door, he definitely opens another. And Rick is still in the movement, and he's trying to do the best that he can. So it's just like you can't stop this. You just
That's right. Shakira, tell us a little bit about Rick, and, you know, because the audience really don't know about Rick, and I want to share because Rick is definitely on point, and it's some more things that, you know, Too True Radio, Steve Penn are doing, you know, for the movement. So just tell us a little quick synopsis of Rick, you know, his camp and some of the things that they're doing. Just a little bit, you know, just because
well,
you mentioned Rick.
Yeah, Ricky is part of a camp that hopefully we'll have in rotation, but what he's trying to bring to the table is some of the underhanded things that he's experienced as far as mainstream trying to get him and his camp to sign with them and the contract that they sent him, which is just some mess, and I'm quite sure that we'll be touching on it sometime this week when we do the interview with him, but basically he's going to bring to the table how they try to trick the unsigned artist, maybe feeling like, oh, they want this chance so badly that they'll accept and take anything when all they end up doing is just raping them for their time, their effort, and their passion. And with that being said, Ricky will touch more base on that, but I just wanted to say that please don't stop following the movement because it's growing, it's growing, it's growing. If you want the bus, stay on the bus and close the door because we don't want it to take off without you.
That's real. That's real. Sweetie, I really appreciate that. And, you know, it's very important. Like, you know, this is very important. Like, you know, just if you guys really think about it, you artists that are listening to me today, if you really think about it, things are changing. You know, the universe is in a shift. You know, Obama said it best, you know, we can. Yes, we can. We can change. You don't have to pay clubs or sell tickets so you can perform and all that kind of stuff. The brother that just shared that story with us is DJ Spiff. And check this out. DJ is a promoter. You hear me? You see, you know, like God closes one door, like my girl said, and he opens other doors. DJ Spiff is out promoting. So now God, through this tragedy, brought DJ Spiff to this movement. This movement is not my movement. I'm nothing. If it was all about Tony Too True, I wouldn't have no listeners, period. It's about the movement, something that's bigger than any individual that's involved with us. And this brother right here, he's a promoter. So that means he can promote your dreams. You know, so we need to support one another. And check this song out. And we'll be right back with my boy, my partner, Steve Pin.
pray for me. Papa strayed from me. I kinda stayed from me, so I stayed home. Now the hawk want me, so I'm thinking comfortably. But my mama can't sleep, worrying about me. And where the boy is destined to be. I got 9-4 beef, now my name in the street. 47 with an L, but I got that beat. Lil' bro can't wait till I touch them streets. Got $1 million plan, but he can't move without me. He can watch his front, but his back he can't see. They can front if they want, but the strap they don't see. Everybody wanna ride, everybody's a G. We forgot about them times, we was chasing beef. Hung high on a tree, wild racing sheep. Come on, mom and pa, please let them kids. Give them a reason to live, because times will flip.
Your boy Tony Two True, your indie artist network guru.
Yeah, Steve
yeah, that's
Shizzle
real.
Product Shizzle. Yeah, Two True Radio, let's go.
You know,
Two True Radio, let's go.
Come on,
Two True Radio, let's go. Two True Radio, let's go.
Yeah,
Two True Radio, let's go.
Let's go,
radio,
let's go.
Let's go.
Look here, Tony Two True Radio, if you ain't know. And this is family introducing the Steve-In Show.
We connect Connecticut, Philly, and Buffalo. Even Diamond with the ladies in the ATL, yo. This is underground music about to blow. So wait, Liz,
what up, bro?
Tell them how it goes.
This is Blog Talk Radio with Diamond and Too True. And we got my boy Ping. Yes, this is so true. Wednesday night slaves in the 7 o'clock mix. Premier MCs, if you ask, we will not spin. We grind on this music and the songs, you can't hate it. We shining too blind to see that we still made it. C10, be that dude, Blue Era Entertainment. We got them going wild, the crowd needs to be sedated. Not attracting whackness, target practice, we dig your verse. But if you like what you heard, call up and spread the word. We got all types of flavors, who would you like to hear? The melodies is always beautiful, blessing your ears, yeah.
That's right. Y'all heard it. Wednesdays, 7 p.m. in the Dirty Dirty on the East Jersey. And out here on the West Skizzy, it's like 4 p.m.-ish. Yeah, the Steve Penn Show and the Boys Bomb. Don't get that twisted. Steve, can I brag on you a little bit? What's up, man?
Well, you know, you brag at your own conference.
That's good, man. This has been a wonderful show, man. You got some people out here, man, that's really interested. I'm looking at all you guys on the switchboard, you know, and Steve, if you want to, man, you got a caller out of the 615. Last four digits is 2002. I think that's our boy Rick.
Okay.
I hope I don't.
Bring him on.
You know I'm saying?
Roll out the red carpet.
Yeah, you know I'm saying? The red carpet is out for you, my brother Rick. Vet, if that's you, you're on live with your boy Tony Too True and Steve Penn. What it do?
Yeah,
man,
yeah.
What's good with you, Too True? What's good, Steve Penn?
Man,
what's going on, homie?
Not much, man. I'm saying, hey, man, I heard y'all shout me out earlier, what I'm saying, audience don't know who I am yet, what I'm saying, so I figure y'all want to know, what I'm saying, who I am from the horse's mouth, so.
Yeah, well, we know who you are. We know who you are. We know you're getting ready to sprinkle this movement with some wonderful blessings, so. We just like, you know, we trying to etch it in, you know, our way.
Yeah,
you know, I didn't know if you were still out there on the grind at the, you know, that as you youngsters call it, the square job, because I know you're getting yours. And, you know, Steve Penn, you know, he's the, he does all of the coordinating and all of that type of thing for interviews, the shows and the music and all that type of stuff. And we know that you're, you know, I wanted to say to everybody that I appreciate you, Rick, because your enthusiasm and your motivation, man. Keep humble. Like, you know, my sister, you know, Miss Diamond, she teaches us all the time, me since I was like a youngster, you know, just be humble and, like, stay true to yourself and your dreams that are part of your heart's desires. And, man, we love everything that God sends us to this movement. And I know about you. Steve knows about you. And Too True Radio and the movement is about to know about you, too. It's just that, you know, it's, you here, man, I appreciate you. I had to give it up like that, man. I love it. This movement feels like it's my baby I birthed. So I'm very serious about it. You know, I'm very serious about it.
I see your passion, man. I see the way you got a passion for the music, man. Like, I'm the same way, man. Like, no, with my little label, like, what we got going on, you know what I'm saying, like, around here, I'm saying, I'm just to get shit done. You know what I'm saying, everything that needs to be done around here, I get it done, so I'm saying, from the paperwork, from going to get blank CDs, I'm saying, just anything we need to do, man.
Yeah.
And I want to say, one of my artists, Tang, performed at the Libra last night, man, did a pretty good performance, man. He performed on his Dolo track.
Real talk, man. He got paid?
Nah, he ain't get paid, man. It's,
Wait, Rick. Okay, so, listen. We don't ever want to, like, associate, and I know you're not doing this, but I'm just like, everybody got to hear this because it's a beautiful thing. It's beautiful. This brother went and blessed an audience with his art from heaven, and he paid to do it. That's, listen, fucked up. And that's not what we do. It's wrong. And I guarantee you, Steve will tell you, Steve, we changing that, right?
Oh, yeah, we changing it for real, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's got to stop. You know what I'm saying? We got to let them know. We're taking the game back. They won't make it to a category like them versus us. Bring it on. We're going to win all day.
You know,
what
I'm going to do really?
But the thing
really,
is, though, man.
Listen up, guys. Listen up. I want to say this because, you know, we got 37 minutes left, and I want to, like, get as much of this stuff out because we already know. Like, I don't know, Rick, your interview day and stuff like that, something that you and Steve have worked out. All I know is you coming with some heat. He's got one of these bullshit-ass label contracts that you guys are getting offered to sign, and we're going to share that with you guys. We're going to do some serious networking. I didn't really want it to happen today because I want us to, you know, blog that shit out all over every network that I'm involved with, and we're going to do some, like, calls, and everybody's going to call everybody they know, and we're going to direct them to that particular show, and we're going to read this contract because, like, my network is full of independent artists, you know, and so it's a blessing for me to be given an opportunity to actually read a live offer from the bullshit form. And yeah. Hopefully you guys will listen because, you know, like saying, if you broke and don't have nothing, $20,000 or $30,000 sounds like a lot of money.
Exactly.
But it's no money. It's not even a small business in America. So it's important that you guys listen up, man. And, you know, that's the kind of stuff like we're looking for. When Steve and I talk, you know, we don't talk about, you know, really, if you're a professional, your music is good, you know. But what we're looking at is, like, right now in the stage that this movement is in, we're looking at, you know, what are the components to this movement, you know. And through individuals, there are components to this movement. And we have to, like, stay vigilant enough, him and I, because it's our company, Two True Radio, is our company. You know, that's my partner, really, legally. That's my partner. So we're looking for components to this movement that are going to be efficacious. You know, that means like uplifting, prosperous, good. That's what we're looking for. And so each individual has something to bring. And if a person is like, where this thing is, like my sister, Lady Diamond, Miss Diamond, is telling everybody, like, you know, and she's not being arrogant or nothing like that. It's no good cop, bad cop. You know, you got a lot of these guys running around, like, making up shit to say that sounds good to influence the artist to do stupid shit, you know. But one thing I want to say to the artist, you have to take responsibility for yourself. If you hear me, Two True told you, stop doing that shit. If you continue to pay people to perform, they're going to keep taking your money and they're going to keep your ass categorized that way so they can continue to make their money. The universe is in a shift. It's already in effect. Things have changed. Follow what Obama says and, you know, like, change. Don't do that. Just let's pull our resources together. Let's grow this coalition, and let's perform and pay our damn selves. That's what I'm doing with radio. You know what I'm saying? I ain't playing with that shit, man.
Hey, yeah, I feel you too, but check it out, though. So I'm saying, on the back burner of that, so I'm saying, it's like every artist ain't hot. Like, so I seen that myself yesterday when we were watching other people perform for us. Like, I mean, just everybody ain't hot, man. Just, you know, they just ain't
there,
man.
That's real talking. Like, that's why Steve and I'm going to play a song, but Steve and I were laughing at me because, like, I'm so, like, engulfed and, like, enamored over where God has me. And all you guys' music is beautiful to me in one way or another, as long as it's professionally done. But I don't need to be there because I'll play everybody's stuff, and a lot of you guys are telling me, true, that's whack. Tell me how you like this. Tell me how you like this.
Complicated. Well, I'm just handling my meat. having my kids. It's something special than this. Gonna think back, reminisce.
I wouldn't even disrespect my friend by even asking anybody, is that whack? Because, no, that's professional. The incomparable Andre Boogie Wilson, exclusive to True Radio. And I love you, Dre Boogie. I know you lost your grandpa, man. And Too True got your back, dog. And I wish you was back. And when you get back, it's going to be all cracking. Lady Diamond, I hear China in the background trying to bring you in, baby. What it do?
Hey, what's up?
My little great piece in the background cutting it up, huh?
Actually, I have all three of them today.
Oh. But,
so, you know, I went wild. But anyway, it's a wonderful thing. I just want to thank everybody for joining us today. It's just a wonderful show. And everybody, open your ears. It's the truth. If the truth hurts you, oh well.
It might be a good
keep on
thing,
keeping
though.
Up. Huh?
It might be a good thing if the truth hurts them, because that's a cue that there's something that you need to do. But you know
not
what?
Sure.
It's going to be real busy for me this week, because this week is like the last week I'll be in California on the West Coast. And because I'm finalizing all of that as we speak. And so it's going to be a little like tricky for me in terms of my online presence, or on-air presence in this case, with, you know, Too True Radio. You know, don't forget the Steve Penn Show, 7 p.m. down there, you guys, 4 p.m. on the West Coast, the Steve Penn Show Wednesday. We're going to have a ball chopping it up. Steve got some shit to do. Steve, man, tell him a little bit, man. We got 27 minutes. Tell him a little bit, man, about what we're doing on the Steve Penn Show. Love you, Diamond.
Yeah, this week, Wednesday, 7 o'clock. You already know how we do. We're going to put it down once again. We're going to chop it up with Mood Deals this week and great dialogue. You know, nothing different. Same thing, you know, our traditional, you know what I'm saying, format. Just good dialogue, good music, you know what I'm saying? So I want y'all to check in on Wednesday at 7 o'clock on the East Coast, 4 o'clock on the West Coast, Steve Penn, Tony Tucci.
You say we doing Mood Deals, huh? Yeah.
We're doing Mood Deals, man. Mood Deals on Wednesday. So y'all definitely don't want to miss that one.
Man, that's a beautiful thing. Hey, Steve, man, we're gonna bang some Mood Deals, but I want to give big shots out to my boy, Mr. Buckham, down in the ATL, man. We love you. We look forward to creating some magic together with you, man. And when we get back after this Mood Deals, we're going to play some of my boy's track. You know, that's Mr. Buckham with That Came Up. Cat's hot. We're gonna support you, dog. Don't trip. I got you. Too true. Mood Deals. About 9.
Yeah. Mood Deals. And Money Green and your set. Yeah.
On the hill. 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 How you feel, nigga? Take this girl. Come holler at a player. If not, I'll take the rain check and see you later. On the hill. On the hill.
Look into my eyes, baby girl, you could tell I'm high. Look at my chains and my rings, you could tell I'm fly. I spit raps now, I don't gotta sell a pie. Tell me what it is and we off to the telly mine.
I heard you was free.
Well, we'll soon see.
Cause I get my hands
on that hotel room key.
Like giving brains.
Put your face in my lap.
I have no time for games.
Girl, it's straight to the action. Let me see your work, shorty. Can you make it? One night only, cause I don't have no
answer.
Tell me what it is. I'm waiting for your
answer.
With those hips, move your body like a
dancer.
Feels kinda tipsy. I'm feeling
okay.
Pass me that Henny. I don't want no
okay.
Move, fall in love with your baby. No
okay.
I'll take a rain check it to the next day.
Artists that are allowing us to premiere their songs first in the world. Real talk. That's big, man. I'm telling you, man. I'm nobody. I'm nobody. Listen.
Yeah. Move Deals. And Money Green and your set. Yeah.
On the hill. On the hill. On the hill. On the hill.
Look into my eyes, baby girl, you could tell I'm high. Look at my chains and my rings, you could tell I'm fly. I spit raps now, I don't gotta sell a pie. Tell me what it is and we off to the telly mine.
I heard you was free.
Well, we'll soon see.
Cause I get my hands
on that hotel room key.
Like giving brains.
Put your face in my lap.
I have no time for games.
Girl, it's straight to the action. Let me see your work, shorty. Can you make it? One night only, cause I don't have
no
answer. Tell me what it is. I'm waiting for your
answer.
Twist those hips, move your body like a
dancer.
Feels kinda tipsy. I'm feeling
okay.
Pass me that Henny. I don't want no
answer.
Move, fall in love with your baby. No
way.
I'll take a rain check it to the next day.
Tastes like candy under my Vicky panties.
that sprung. He want me to meet his family. Can we just cruise for all the haters? Sit down, can't get high as a skyscraper. Do a little shopping if you got some paper. If not, I take a rain check and see you later.
Gonna have to pre-record me and put me on these shows and take me off live. You're gonna eventually have to do that, but because I'm too overjoyed and it's other stuff that I need to be doing, you know, for this movement, man. But I'm excited, man. That's Wednesday, this coming Wednesday, the Steve Penn Show. He's interviewing Moo Deals, you know, that cat out of Milwaukee, Steve. Man, I'm excited, man. You know what I'm saying? It's no telling what God is gonna do next.
Oh yeah, he's definitely putting his hands on us, man. He's making things happen, man. If it wasn't for him, you know, none of this would be possible. So, you know, it's good things, and I'm excited, but I'm not surprised because it's something I asked for all of us. So it's destined, and wherever it leads us, you know what I'm saying? Let's just get ready for it, man. It's fasten up the seat belts, man. Let's ride.
Man, yeah, buckle up, man. You know what I'm saying? Buckle up and take this ride, like you said, man. My boy Dre Boogie, man, you know what I'm saying? I'm thinking about, dude, he lost his grandpa, you know, that great Mr. Wilson, and I want to play another one of Dre Boogie's tracks, Till I Die, by Roscoe Badass and Dre Boogie, my boys, Beverly Hills.
Yeah, yeah.
On you.
Y'all champagne in the air, and I ain't gonna quit. Drake, I'm a West Coast, best close, rolling like Donnie. Yes. I got this one bitch, said her name was Leilani. And all she wanna do is suck dick and lay by me. All I'm tryna do is get rich and stay got it. And put my dick all over your face and your body. Me a badass nigga, we somebody. All grown up, and it's all on us. So when you see us with them dog paws on us, you should already know what's up. We in this motherfucker toe-toe, back. High to the ceiling, yo, scope, Mac. My eyes on a million. Chest rider, pushing the best rider, I'm reppin' the west side, nigga.
Get up, shut up. Cause we gon' ride tonight. Wake up, kick up. And we gon' do it right. Get up, shut up. Cause we gon' ride tonight. Wake up, kick up. And we gon' do it right.
Yeah, we rock hot shit on the West Coast, but no, we rock hot shit on the East Coast, and we rock hot shit in the dirty West.
Yeah, Big Joe West, Tony Tutu, Miss Diamond, Goldie, I told you I got you, right? Deuce Mack, what it do? Yeah. Press time. Most rappers I'm not impressed by. I'm so G like low key, y'all West ride. I'm staying focused, moving for my riches. Repping a new slogan, music over bitches. You can be dead, so love life and laugh on. Getting bread, hop off the bed and turn my swag on. First ball had you convinced that the spit was gifted. Prolific, I'm with the ripping like the infants listen. You ain't with the real, you can miss me. Chopping game with Goldie, too true with Miss D. This Mac talk, this rap art is a catwalk. I'm that spark, yo, get bark because you lack heart. Fuck being in cahoots with you motherfuckers. I'm with the truth in a group with my blood brother. In the coop with Tiki, nigga, the green one. Find a click cleaner than us, you'll never see one. You got rich, so I respect what you plan. But nigga, you don't get the same respect as a man. Now listen, I rap, but I'm not these rap niggas. Auto-tune cocky whack niggas. Believe that, it's giant life. We exposing the bigger in the booth, so you can view the soul in this picture. Yeah, number one internet show on blogtalkradio.com with my G, Tony Tutu, and the beautiful Miss Diamond. Goldie, what it do, my nigga? Tell him to check the lines, homie. It's Young Giants, bigger than life, giant life. Where? Yeah.
Hot music, man. Radio in the 10 show. Saturday's my lady Diamond. Real talk with Miss Diamond and your boy Tony Tutu. We chop up all kinds of topics. Always interesting, fire hot conversation and fire hot indie music all over the place. You know, my boys, the Young Giants, YG, Young Giants. Giant Life Entertainment, you know, those guys are some real cool youngsters that's doing big things. And I love the fact that God has blessed me where, you know, when we get our pen indie artist lounge up and running in Atlanta, God is allowing us to bring artists like my little homeboys right there to that lounge from California to ATL. And they perform, and we're not going to have to worry about nobody stomping them out and all that kind of goofy shit, you know. That's what I want to say, Steve. You know, we're doing some things, man, and it's hot. When God bless us with that lounge and we finish putting all of these components together with the, you know, the things that, you know, we're doing, it's going to be beautiful, man. But what's the beautiful part about it to me is it's blessed. And when you bless, and you're part of God's kingdom, you know, this is not no religious thing. I'm just kicking it real. You know, I'm not no devil. I love God, and I recognize this is not mine. It wouldn't have been even possible without God ordaining it. If you really been paying attention the last 6 months, you would know what I was talking about.
But yeah, Steve, man, I'm not gonna continue to be like getting philosophical on our shows. We're growing, you know what I'm saying? We're new, but I want everybody to understand where Two Truths coming from, where Penn's coming from, Miss Diamond. We're not playing. This is a great opportunity, man, and people
That's
are
right.
being blessed. You know.
That's right. And we're gonna continue. We're gonna continue doing this. And anytime you get a chance, every time you get a chance to say what you just said, man, say it, because it needs to be said. You know what I'm saying? It needs to be said over and over that this is what God ordained. You know what I'm saying? Once people realize, you know what I'm saying, what God has for you, can't nobody take it away, then that should kill all the jealousy, the behind-the-back talking, you know what I'm saying, the greed. What God has for you is yours, and can't nobody take it away. You know what I'm saying? So any chance you get to say that, man, reiterate and reiterate, reiterate until, you know what I'm saying, it sinks in to the listeners' heads. You know what I'm saying? So
and
that's
just,
a good
you know,
thing.
Like, yeah, I appreciate that, Steve, man, and I take your advice, man, that, like, you know, that's why you're a great partner, man, because you balance me like that, man, and that's what it takes, man. And something else, too, man, you know, I got to say, like, you know, we're secularized with the music so far, everybody thinks, because they haven't heard very much of the gospel hip-hop catalog that you and I are, you know, putting together as we speak. And so I'm going to play this cut by one of the producers that is part of Steve Penn's project. You know, this is a project that we're putting together where, you know, we're going to have, you know, a show. Maybe my, you know, the love girl of my life will do a Sunday show for me, because she wants to, like, have you artists, but, you know, all of the artists, really everybody that loves God, to be able to come on the show and have a segment to do, you know, like your testimonials, you know, what God has done for you. Because I want that part of Two True Radio, this movement, you know, because there are a whole lot of gospel, you know, independent artists that are getting done worse than you guys are. And, you know, I just feel like I have an obligation to be able to give them a platform, bring it together where we're all supporting one another, but so they can have their own space, man, and be able to do their thing. And I love this young man right here. It's my boy Rufus. It's one of the projects he's working on. And soon you guys, like, you know, be able to tell your moms and everybody else that love God and Jesus and stuff that, you know, Two True love Jesus too, and you'll be able to listen to him on Sundays, hopefully with my girl Shakira, if that's what God's will is.
Lord, I find myself running to no one else. Lord, you are my only help. And I wasted my life while I'm living a life. Lord, you made me strong and forgave all my
to read the words, I try to make excuses. If I was made first, what they did, I wouldn't do this. But the truth is, the old man sinned, and given another chance, we all would again. It's a storyline, and God was forgetting me. It's the Father talking to himself within the Trinity. Let us make man. You knew we was gonna sin, but Jesus stepped in. I got no problem with you sinning me. You knew we give us life, so we could be forgiven. Then went and made man in a likeness in the image. God told Adam, if you eat the tree, then you're gonna die. The serpent tricked Eve, said you'll be like God. And when they saw the fruit, saw that it was good. Naturally, they ate tragically. They understood the truth of good and evil, knowledge of right and wrong. But he knew that we would be sinful people all along.
I find myself,
Genesis 1,
to know Genesis 3, Lord, you are my only help. And I wasted my life while I'm living a life. Lord, you made me strong.
Lord, you're so amazing.
Forgave all my wrongs. I laid down my life, and I
used to read the word and try to make excuses. To tell the love he was talking about was exclusive. Had to give it up, you were the substitution. If I didn't, well, here would be my retribution. Luke told me that I should count the cost, and that's cool, I was a fool. Fam, I was counting alone. So one day, I saw you a savior, a beautiful maker, wonderful creator. I know you pulled the scales off my eyes so that I could see. Man, you was there all the time, and you're right, I need you. The world told me to man up, but next to your infinite grace, the love didn't compare much. Now I'm tripping off the living you grant us by giving us a system for forgiveness and your scriptures are standing. I stand shocked and amazed. I saw Christ the light, you walk across in the grave, and now, Lord, I
find myself running to no one else. Lord, you are my only help, and I wasted my life while I'm living a
How to get with them so you can get living, getting all that you can grab.
But you're a true guy,
yeah.
You're so different,
yeah.
Becoming the Christian,
yeah.
Giving all that you have,
the thoughts that I have,
all of my visions, my intuition, my ambition, my wisdom
and
is past.
I'm waiting to see your forgiveness,
yeah,
plus
you
the greatest gifts I can have.
No, you
you're my reward, my life you ordered. Though I know your standards, I'm short of all short of
all
the saving grace I'm assured of.
Paved
the way for me to become a saint like I played for New Orleans. The old man is gone, the new man supported. But bowing for the Lord that's before him, I worship and adore him, and I will offer you here for him.
God, son. Dude, young dude. Young dude. Love God deep. That's good, man.
Yeah, boy. I tell you what, man. We like down to our last 5 minutes, but I'm going to keep it real with you. You know, and I know my boys, my boy Steve Penn, you know, my boy DJ Spiff, you know, my girl Shakira, you know, my Iron Rock that be scaring me and keeping me in line, Lady Diamond, my big sister, everybody's on live mic, man. We got 4 minutes. Everybody's live with me, and, you know, I appreciate everybody going here, you know, and I love the show today, you know. So, Steve, take it, man. DJ Spiff,
yeah.
Y'all here.
Yeah. Real good show, man, today, like always. I always think it's good. That's just my opinion, though.
No,
and hopefully we're going to continue to do this thing right here. You know what I'm saying? Thanks, DJ Spiff, for coming on. All my listeners, you know what I'm saying? It's a pleasure, man, to be able to, you know, bless y'all with this beautiful experience that we sharing with the world. So y'all tune in on Wednesday, man, 7 o'clock. Friday, I think 7 o'clock. Am I right, True?
I think Friday we have it a double check. It's going to be 5 or 7, but I'm going to let everybody know, and we're going to, like, network it out there and blog it out, make some phone calls so I can get it straight, because that show right there is Check the Rhymes. And like I said, you know, I'm moving to Atlanta, and basically this is my last week, so things are kind of a little shaky, but pretty sure it's going to be 4 or 5 Friday that we're going to do that. But I'm going to be on the move, and that show is going to be, like, really on mobile, especially if I'm on air. Miss Diamond, you know, Shakira, you guys are going to have to take care of that, you know, so, because I'm on the move.
Okay. Well, you know the queen, Lady Diamond, going to hold it down. You know, she got her show coming on Saturday, Real Talk, 5:30, 7 to 7, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, just asking everybody to keep up with the support, man, and we're going to keep doing our part, man, you know, blessing y'all what we do, you know?
That's real talk, man. That's real talk.
Okay.
Diamond, say something. Bless us and our listeners, you know, bless us. You there? Diamond stepped away. Diamond. Diamond. Shakira, what's up, baby?
Hey, love.
Hey, what's happening?
Well, I just wanted to say it was a great show, definitely. Always is. Blessed. I wanted to say that God is in control. And for those of you who don't know or don't believe, step back and just wait, watch, and see what's about to go down.
I love that. I love that. You know, it's a blessing, man. You know, everybody got to get on board. Hey, I love y'all. We'll see you guys Wednesday on Two True Radio somewhere, like the Steve Penn Show, 347-884-8065. Don't miss it. We got Mood Deals. it's going to really be hot? No, don't even think about it. Little Kim is not coming unless we get a surprise, and we really don't know. So, but support Moo Deals, man. Go online. Google that dude. Check out some of his videos today. He's the business. I love y'all. We're going to see y'all on the Steve Penn Show Wednesday. Bye.
Yeah. Play my role and hold my own. I'm in a different old zone. Lay your player, slow your roll, wait, pump your brakes, fake. Search your soul, cause you're caught up in that live life. Got you in my eyesight, something like you to fly tight. But you cry like a little bitch, the shit don't fly right. Get your mind right before you try to rep with my strike. You turn cold like a Klondike. Broke up on with piranha bites, big neck and the kind of strikes that lead. Used to be my ace, boom, boom, turn enemy. Sold me out for some clothes, throw with some Hennessy. And not who you pretend to be. I know who you really are, a little bit of pressure. Bust your pipes, it's just a fraud. I throw a monkey wrench in your whole shit. Adjust your squad, break you back down to reality. You ain't a boss, more like a bust pawn. You ain't a leader, that cannabis sativa got you fucked and scarred. You choose to dance with the devil, lost touch with God. Sold your soul for bankrolls, big trucks and bras. Come on, dog. I don't wanna act like that. Used to be my homie, used to be my ace. Now a nigga wanna slap the taste out your face. Cool sis, rockin' them waves. Back in the boys' club, in the foosball days. But things change, and so do ways. And very few have been down by the every word they say. Guess I'm left up with dying breed. Cause I'd rather be a dead man than shit on the words I speak. If I'm lying, I'm dying in this booth right now. To the Lord, you can strike me down. And that's a big tenfold, my nigga, you can rise to that now. Fake homies, you can die with a dick in your mouth. Some told a nigga way back when, cause you kinda switched the game when the homies started getting the trend. You was supposed to keep it G. Instead, you was showing emotions, turning hood rats to wifey. So I'm making one act like that.
Friendship twisted. Now you wanna try to jump shit, but you missed it.
You missed none of it.